exciting new seed technologies available in 2013. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. When you talk with Chris Jeffries, General Manager of Seed Consultants Incorporated, you can hear the excitement in his voice when he talks about what's available in 2013.
I've been selling seed for like 33 years, and I've never had a lineup approach what we have been able to offer our customers this year. I mean, our soybeans continue to excel. Our corn lineup is outstanding, too. And we've got a lot of different trait packages in that, and we still have a really big offering of conventional hybrids also.
So what kinds of things can these guys expect for 2013?
Well, as far as new technologies, we have the simplified refuge or one-bag solution. We have a good supply of those varieties, both above and below ground, and then we also offer some above-ground simplified refuge for people that do not need rootworm. We still sell 25-30% of our lineup is non-GMO, so as you go south and you don't have some rootworm issues and stuff like that, or you don't want Roundup, it makes sense to use some of those conventionals. And then we have a lot of combinations in between.
As your customers begin the process of putting their plans together for 2013, what are you recommending they consider?
Well, the big thing is when you're selecting genetics, you're always a year behind. And the temptation this year is to be planting all stress hybrids. And you really need a combination of stress or workhorse genetics and racehorse genetics. And you need to be somewhere in the middle. So often if we have high yield environments, everybody goes to racehorse genetics and they'll load up with those. Then we have a stress year. Those hybrids typically don't handle the stress. So then we kind of shift back and we start planting all workhorse type genetics. Well, they don't yield in high yield environments. So we really need to pick a lineup where we're someplace in the middle. So we need those high yielding genetics, but we need some of the tougher ones for our tougher soils.
So don't base all of your decisions for 2013 on what happened here in 2012.
No, I mean, like I said, we're always a year behind, and we always will be a year behind. And will next year be, will it be like 2012? I mean, it's possible. But 2012 isn't like 2011, and 11 wasn't like 10. We're going to talk about 2012 for a long time, but it's not something that we want to plan for every year.
Chris Jeffries, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.